Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
First thing I want to say is yes. I got a little cold still, a little cough, but I feel great. I want to say that I appreciate the new nail polish. You have a signature color that you wear all the time, which I love.
Yes.
You know, you're a natural copper redhead.
Yes.
The drapes match the carpeting. And I'm not saying the carpeting hasn't gotten worn. And I don't know what I'm trying to say there.
Or a few animals have not peed on it.
Exactly. Something like that. I'm trying to make a joke there. I'm not sure what the joke is.
Yeah.
It might
have already learned. A joke.
Already a joke.
5 seconds into the podcast.
But you have, you know, you had a signature color and it looked great. It was a little on the fancy side.
Oh, it was called Romantique. By Revlon.
Romantique by Revlon.
Number 80. They don't make it anymore.
They don't. Aw. But you've changed colors. You've gone to a lighter, fresher kind of.
A new me.
A new you.
Yes.
Do you know what the color's called?
No.
Okay. But I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do like it. And I thought to myself, well, this is a color that I could get away with.
Yes.
If I wanted to.
You could.
But it really goes nice with your skin tone. And it's kind of a paler color. It's not as romantic.
No.
Not as, like, bold.
It's not like, look at me. Look at me.
Look at me with my natural copper red hair and my nails that match my hair. Nothing like that.
No.
No, this is more like,
it's like,
hey, summer dude.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my flip-flops. You know,
surfing,
stepping on a pop top or top pop, you know,
pop top.
Had a limp all the way home, you know, from that song. We all know that song from Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And so forth. So when we say congrats, it's nice to change things up once in a while, right?
It really is. And it wasn't on my part. It was on their part.
Sometimes we call these agents of change. Are they agents of chaos?
And today, the nails are just agents of change. But given March Madness, it's due. It's
March
respect.
Madness. Yes,
got to give it its props.
Yes,
we've experiencing agents of chaos. Today.
Agents of chaos. Do.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Love it. Yes. Well, that's exactly right.
Are we going to talk about it?
We'll talk about it. But first, I want to talk about, I mean, I feel like agents of chaos are everywhere. And at a higher level, you're meant to say every moment of crisis is an opportunity.
Correct.
Is an opportunity for growth. And listen, I know that sometimes we force growth. And not force growth. We choose to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we...
And that's nice.
And that's nice. And then we hit walls that are self-programmed in some sense because we're growing. And we don't know everything. So we're hitting a wall we don't know. And other times we're at a place that we've been at for a long time. And an agent of chaos comes in and shits all over everything. And you've got to clean it up.
Is that Doug?
It could be Doug. No, it could... I use the... feces metaphor because we've got a puppy that literally is not able to be house trained yet.
She sees that our lower level is about 1,800 square feet, 1,900.
Yeah.
She considers that her toilet.
No, she considers every corner.
Yeah, she likes to have
a little privacy. So we crate train her. We got her in the bathroom too, and
she does a good job.
She does a good job, and then we'll let her out.
And then she doesn't.
And she runs around like crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where'd the dog go? Where'd the dog go? Oh, she pooped in the corner. I like she's holding on to her
poop.
I mean,
does she have favorite corners? No.
No.
She's just any old corner.
Any old corner. Like when you enter our house, to the left is a corner, and it's where the coat and shoe closet's
at. And the boots and stuff.
And the boots. She likes to poop there.
Yeah.
I don't know why, you know. And the other day, Dad's like, where's the girl at? I go, Dad, I'm working. I don't know. I'm not keeping an eye on her.
Yeah.
And we hear this crumpling underneath the sofa. And you're like, oh, my God. I go, she's under the sofa. And then Dad, in his defeatist manner, goes, you know, I really thought we'd do better with this one.
I did too. We always go like, this is our chance to do it right.
This is our chance to do it right.
One more time.
We're going to do it right. we're going to crate train appropriately.
Except that we cannot keep enough toilet paper.
Oh, no.
Her.
Right. Because first of all, she loves toilet paper.
She loves it.
And like, because she stays in the bathroom a lot, you go in the bathroom, you go to the bathroom and you use toilet paper, and she is right there jumping on the toilet seat, grabbing the toilet paper because it, she thinks toilet paper is the God's gift to puppies.
Yeah.
She really does.
She loves it.
She feels accomplished when she takes one apart.
Yeah. She to makes
the,
a
to
huge...
the brown, you know, cardboard tube in the bottom, in the middle. She's like, it's a Tootsie Roll. How many licks and scratches and tears does it take to get to that yummy, yummy cardboard center?
Yeah.
And when she gets there, she feels like a million bucks.
Yeah.
And she's happy.
Yeah.
And then I go, Libby. And if I'm really mad at her, Olivia Benson Peters, what are you doing? And she'll stop in her tracks. She'll look at me in that most adorable, beautiful face. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, aw, come here. You're such a good girl. Look what you did. You accomplished so much for being a puppy.
And then you call Dad in. Dad, there's a mess.
Dad, you got a mess.
Clean up in aisle six.
Yeah, clean up in aisle six. Well, yeah, that only happened one time where I didn't clean it up.
Yeah.
I mean, usually I try and clean it up unless it's like, oh, my God, we got to get this cleaned. What's going on? So anyway, that's we're still in puppy trials and so forth. But, you know, they are definitely agents of chaos, our puppies are, our dogs. Yes. Because Elliot's reverting. In some ways, he's having more fun than ever.
Yes.
And he's also reverting back to puppy problems.
Yes. We don't understand it, but we kind of do. We psychologically,
well,
we understand. Like, for example, when a parent has a new baby and they have a toddler.
Yeah.
That toddler can revert to, not going to the, in the porta potty or his little whatever training potty.
Yeah.
And except that we don't have diapers on our doggies.
Well, it's interesting because I was watching
and
his reels.
Elliot has like man whizzes.
Yeah, he does have big old man whiz. And you're like, are you doing this in the house? And, you know, and he'll do it on her pee-pee pad.
Right.
On her training pad, he'll go and like, hey, training pad, I think I'll just whiz right here.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you go outside. You go outside with Mr. Wizard.
Yeah.
And then, and it's interesting because I was watching, one of the reels came up and I felt shamed by this reel because it was a guy training his puppy to sit and he had like a 1.5-year-old or a 1-year-old. I mean, it wasn't a 2-year-old but he was walking and he was training the baby to sit too, like sit.
Oh, wait, he had two puppies.
Yeah, a puppy and a baby. And the baby was following the puppy. The puppy was sitting. He gave him food, gave the baby food.
Did the baby sit too?
Yep. And then he walked away. He said, stay. And the baby got up. And he goes, no, sit. And he sat back down. And then he goes, come here, baby and puppy. And they both got up and started running towards him. And it was adorable. But then I thought, also a little bit like, we're just creating special occasions for our reels. But I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing babies on reels. You know?
Is that TikTok reels? Is that
Instagram.
I was listening to yesterday. I guess they're having some kind of, discussions in Congress about TikTok.
Mm.
And then they interviewed this woman or a young woman who's like, please don't take this away. This is many, many people's forms of income. And like, I never, ever understood that, okay?
Yeah.
But here's how it goes.
Yeah.
It's not like, in my world, it's like, oh, they just want to be influencers.
No, right.
But for them, they have products that they don't sell, but they show.
Yeah.
And they show how either cool they are.
Right.
And then TikTok would, I don't know if they own the products or.
No.
I don't, but
yeah.
Somehow.
They get some
they're
money for
ambassadors.
It. Right.
Somehow they get a cut.
And the people that have gotten on TikTok early enough, and figured out the algorithms are making buku money.
Yes.
And I wouldn't want them to take my money away either.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. How dare you? I don't care if China's listening to all our stuff. I'm sure Facebook is too.
I'm making seven figures. Right.
Like they show us this one TikTok influencer going, please don't take this away from me. I can't possibly do anything else but this.
I believe it.
I believe it. And you're going, God, the world doesn't seem fair.
I know.
But on the other hand,
we got a little person working at Dollar General making, you know, 15 bucks a
day. Yeah. Yeah. And you're just like, okay, it's all gotta be okay. But yeah. I was watching, speaking of influencers, and one of the biggest influencers of them all, do you know who that is?
Donald Trump.
I was gonna say Gwyneth Paltrow, because anybody who can sell an egg that goes up your coochie,
yeah,
or a coochie smelling candle. Yeah. I mean, I
coochie eggs and coochie candles.
I'm literally bowing down to her and her marketing. You know,
her vajayjay.
Yeah, I'm bowing down to her and her vajayjay and saying, "You go, girl. Yeah. You go, girl."
Because you know, if anybody would want to buy my underwear.
Yes. Well, here's a dealio.
We had this pause because we both have lozenges.
Yeah, so we took them out.
And I have a feeling that you got down to the middle. Okay.
Well, anyway. So anyway, my brother has suggested that I could make a mint selling cleavage pictures and possibly underwear.
Yeah.
And foot fetish stuff. And I'm like, really? And my dad has said, please wait till I'm dead before you do that. I go, do we need it that badly? Do we need the money that badly? And I'm like, well, you're right. I mean, I go, just please wait. Because my dad's old fashioned. You know, he comes from a generation where it's really not that great to sell for your daughter to sell pictures of her cleavage, of her, or sell her underwear, or sell her, you know, sell foot fetish stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, but Dad, what if I could buy you a camper? He goes, well, what kind of camper are we talking about? We're talking about 2020, 2023? Or 2000, just a 2000.
Because he can buy that himself.
I can buy that one myself. I go, I'm talking maybe like even 2023 with a tip out.
Yeah.
And, you know.
A Thor.
You know, updated. He's like, yeah. Well, damn, that's kind of hard hammer, to pass up.
By Thor's hammer.
Do they have to know it's you? Could you hide your face?
Yeah.
I go, yeah, sure. Why not?
You put that you know, a piece of black tape over your eyes.
I was thinking of, I would go as the unknown comic.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, that's just who I am.
Yeah, you know? The unknown boobs.
The unknown boobs.
Put a bag over your head.
Yeah, put a bag over my head.
It would say,
there's no shame in that.
The bag would say Aldi.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, this is Aldi, girl.
Or it could be St. Padre Pio.
Yeah, oh gosh, no. Well, you know, it's so funny because your mother used to love to tell me this story all the time of this one scene in this old movie, which is like this guy is asking this girl to, you know, have sex with her. And he's like, I'll pay you $100,000 or $100,000. I'll pay you $100 to have sex with me. And he's like, she's like, no, what kind of girl do you think I am? He goes, would you do it for $1,000,000? He goes, well, yeah, I'll do it for $1,000,000. And he goes, well, how about $500? He goes, no, what kind of girl do you think I am? He goes, oh, I know exactly who you are. We're just haggling on the price right now. Your mom is, okay, the phone's ringing. Oh, hopefully Dad's got it great. So your mom always loves that joke or that story because it's about, hey, a whore is a whore. But see, I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I think that you should.
I totally disagree.
Sales are sales.
I totally. Everything's negotiable.
And everything's transactional.
Right.
And I, you know, and I'm to the point where my life, where I'm not judging anybody anymore. Be kind to yourself. As long as you're not charged, as long as people are buying what they really think.
Right.
Like, if you're.
If they go in there with their eyes wide open.
If they're buying foot pictures of you and it's AI feet, well, I think you're selling false stuff, and there should be a penalty for that and a cause of that, you know, and so forth. Mm. So yada yada.
Well,
yada.
You know that, what is that girl, Larsa Pippen?
Yeah,
Pippin. Scottie Pippen's ex.
Yes, exactly.
You know, she Well, on the first season of Housewives of Miami, she just was like a normal looking person. Now she has like a huge buttocks.
Yes.
Tiny waist. She looks almost like a Kim Kardashian look-alike. Yes,
very much so.
And she even acts like her.
Yes.
You know? And she has a huge fans only or only yes. fans. I mean, she makes like close to $1 million a month.
On her own. On her own. Yes.
She lives in a penthouse condo. She's yeah. supporting her family.
Yeah.
By just...
I know, sending pictures yeah. and talking to people on fans only.
Yeah.
I have a hard time saying, like, that's wrong, you know? I mean, like...
No judgment.
And there's a part of that...
Except all the other housewives judge her.
Yes, which I think is hysterical because they all couldn't look any sluttier.
But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to yeah. get to. Yeah. They all go like, oh, that's not your ass.
Yeah,
that's you know
you've
implants put implants or Brazilian yeah. butt lift or yeah. something like that yeah. or bubble lift.
I don't know.
But that's what they accuse her of.
Yes,
and having it all done, and she's like, "No,
this is totally my own ass.
Yeah, this is how I do it.
Yeah,
this is how I roll. I get all my other fat to go to my ass.
Yes."
I don't know how it is.
Yeah. I don't know if when I get like compression wraps, I wrap everything but my butt. So yeah. the only place it can yes. go to is my butt.
Yes.
I don't know how it works, but it does work. Either. It works somehow. But it does. Listen.
I wouldn't call it a Brazilian butt lift. I call it a Dixon.
Yeah. a Culver's butt. But the problem is, like, she's thin everywhere else. I don't get it. Yeah. It makes me crazy. But I don't. These are magical things I do not need to know. She could have done it all by the law of attraction, for all I know. Mm. I have a big butt that men like to pay for. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
And maybe that's what we see then, because she has attracted that.
Yes.
It could be
I have a big butt. I hope I get a big cut. Yeah, exactly.
That's, Julie, that's great.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know, so no, the biggest influencer I was going to say, well, I told you, Gwyneth Paltrow. So she is, you had said to me yesterday, oh, there's a trial going on with Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm like, really? What is it? A hit and run trial? Oh, God. And, you know, my wheels and my brain start thinking, I'm like, she drives her own car? I would have thought she would have had a limo driver or, you know, a driver everywhere. I'm like, maybe she does drive her own car. That's kind of cool, I guess. You know, whatever.
She's kind of old school, down home.
Yeah. So do you know anything about this story?
Not one whit.
Okay, well, so this happened on a ski slope. So it was a hit and run on a ski slope. She was skiing and hit a guy. He got knocked over. And then she continued down the slope. And... this is the hit and run.
No.
He is asking for $300,000 in damages, and she is countersuing for $1 million. And I'm thinking that this...
he get in her way?
Who knows? But I don't understand why she didn't make this go away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Unless she felt like, no.
No.
I've got enough FU money now, baby.
Yeah.
And my FU money is F me money, which is like, I don't turn around and bend over for anybody.
Mm.
So you're going to sue me on this? I'm going to counter
sue. Unless you pay for it.
Unless
you buy a candle.
Yes. And so forth. So the whole story is, so she's going down the ski slopes. Allegedly she hits this guy and she continues on the ski slope.
Well, it seems like that would be the normal. You couldn't stop yourself.
I would think you couldn't stop yourself. And yeah. then once you're down at the bottom, what the hell are you going to do?
Yeah.
Now, supposedly, this guy was knocked unconscious, had a broken couple ribs, maybe a couple broken bones.
Ooh.
I'm like, Jesus, I'm not
going to
go skiing.
A lot of speed going down that
And his friend said that he had a friend there, said, I saw the whole thing, and it was horrible, and it was totally her fault. And then her ski instructor said, no, it's his fault, you know? And I'm like, okay, very interesting. Now, one of the interesting things he said. Yeah. One of the biggest interesting things I think about this thing is that this report that I was reading says that he has told the judge he does not want all of his medical records to be in as evidence because they've requested medical records going back to 2008, even though this incident happened in 2016 or something like that, or 2018.
Wow.
And in his medical records, it says that he has erectile dysfunction. And he does not want that to be in court records. And I'm like, well, that ship has sailed. How come, you know? And so, and like her team says they don't want her recorded deposition to be on record, that since she's testifying, that should just go for the jury. And so it's so weird because what I thought when like, oh, this shouldn't come up for the jury, I didn't know that the public gets to hear it. Like, so this poor guy, like, I don't want Gwyneth Paltrow in the jury to know that I had a colonoscopy and then I'm impotent and then I had my prostate exam. Yeah, I don't need to know that. And now the whole world knows that. And there it is.
It seems like for $300,000, he should have, he should have tried to get a lot more for the, and for the wreck.
Well,
of all that information leak.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on, but they're countersuing $1 million. He's suing for $300,000. I'm thinking, but my feeling is she should have just paid part of it or half of it.
Yeah.
Or was there, you know, but also my feeling is this, if she would have stayed, would that have been like, why didn't she stay?
I wonder, is she suing him? Or maybe the facility.
No, she's countersuing.
Oh, okay.
Because he's suing her.
Yeah.
And I think it has to do with the fact that she said something about, I can't stay because I'm a celebrity. Something like that.
Oh.
And
I get that.
I get that. But in this world with TikTok, Instagram,
everybody's
a celebrity. Fucking celebrity.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe not the caliber of Gwyneth Paltrow, but everybody's an effing celebrity.
What's that one song I like of hers? That she does with Huey, Huey Lewis.
Away from here, as we get closer and closer and closer.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? A little part of each other. Oh, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to fly away, and you're going my way. I love it when we're cruising together.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
You know, you
music
said that.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's good. That's good. You said that she has, now she has FU money.
Yeah, and FME money.
Yeah. Well, I want to just briefly tell just a little bit of a story about a vegetarian, like major vegetarian. And she's like really like wants to make it out in the world, like everybody should be vegetarian.
Yeah.
And her license plate says, I love, you know, tofu. You know, not like L-U-V.
I love tofu. Good. Yeah. Good, good, good.
I-L-U-V tofu. Except that she got pulled over by a cop.
What the hell for?
For having
speeding.
Like, no.
Going too
for
slow.
Her license plates being like nasty.
Oh, just, let me figure it out then.
Nasty.
I get it. I love to F you.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insulting.
No, she's a vegetarian.
Yeah. She's like, I'm a vegetarian. This is just kind of cute. This is cute.
Just thought I'd throw that in.
Exactly. Exactly. Funny. Oh, my God. That's so great. I'm glad you did, Mom. I'm glad you did.
Wah, wah, wah.
So anyway, so here we are
in the he said world,
and we're experiencing that same thing. We got a phone call today from a FedEx driver who said he had to push someone away, and then he got pushed, and put hands got hands on a guy, and basically it's a he said kind of situation.
Right.
And then a FedEx manager called us saying, hey, we just got a complaint from a customer saying, hey, this driver put hands on me and I pushed him back and yada, yada, yada. And now.
And like that driver could not work.
He can finish out the day.
Yeah.
And then he cannot come back to work until
an investigation is completed. And in my world, that I've never seen an investigation completed that ever turned out for the driver.
Exactly.
The investigation always has turned out for Not us, but the driver. Which is kind of sad because this driver has a brand new baby.
Yeah. And it's just so funny because here is this spirit or this agent of chaos. And I think it's a spirit sometimes.
I do too.
Because I, like, you know.
We go to this place every single day.
He goes to the place every single day.
But what happened today, you know, I told Dan, I go, I bet it's a kick the cat situation.
Yes.
And he goes, what is that? And I said, well, a kick the cat situation is that perhaps this dude who, not our driver, but this guy, maybe he's getting crap from on top of him.
Yeah.
And he just thought, you know what? I'm going to go and kick the cat.
Yeah.
And move it on down. I'll take all my anger that I can't take out on my boss or whatever and take it out on this guy.
Yep.
Which is, you know, truckers deliver, that we are the sort of last mile kind of people.
We're the last mile kind of people. Yeah. And it's funny because we work with businesses. And they are all like, every business thinks that they're the only delivery that we have all day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, dude, we have 100. And if we don't do 10 to 15 an hour, we don't get done.
Yeah. Well, we have more like 400, but that one driver might have
100 deliveries.
Yeah.
Equaling about 400 packages. Pickups,
yeah.
And so we have to get done. And yada, yada, yada. And so every customer feels like they're number one and they should be respected. And it's funny because when this happened, like our driver called me and he's like, I did touch him. I pushed him back because he had me against the door
of his truck.
And I needed him to get away. And then he pushed me back. And that's basically a fireable offense. Right off the bat.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is we've got a guy going to Mexico next week, you know.
We're on vacation.
And it's going to be a shit show. But we're going to compress routes. We're going to get this bitch done. We're going to get it done.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
But we consider this guy an agent of chaos.
Yes.
Well, the truth is, so was the driver in a way.
The driver. He should have never put hands on the guy. But if the guy was about ready to explode, do you have to wait to take the first punch or to get pushed back?
No, I don't know.
I don't know either.
But the mistake that he did make, supposedly, is that he didn't call the police.
Yes.
Because the police would have come. They would have taken the report.
Uh-huh.
Instead, now FedEx has to do that.
Yes.
Investigative work. And that never, ever.
It's not going to end in our
that
favor.
I've never seen it happen.
No.
Where it ends up in the driver's favor.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm pretty sure that I've told every one of our drivers, you just get back into the truck and you leave. Mm-hmm. But what you have to do is say things 1,001 times, over and over and over again.
Yeah,
you know,
because it's a Friday. Everybody wants to get home. Get the nothing matters but the weekend.
Yeah, and I realized then our driver didn't do any more deliveries after this incident, and I'm like, so I gave him a call. I go, hey, what you doing? He goes, I'm just worried about you because you haven't done any more deliveries, and I just need to know if you're okay. I go, the guy did call FedEx. There's going to be an investigation, but just finish the day strong. Let's just finish the day strong. He goes, no, I'm just calming down. I'm talking to my wife. I'm like, okay. I go, it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. No matter what, it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But if you can't finish a day, tell me now because I got to deal with this. He goes, no, I can finish a day. I'm like, all right, good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
I like what you said, though. You know, and this is exactly, look, here's the thing. If you do get fired or whatever it is, you can't come back in the terminal, you know, go on unemployment.
Yes.
And take a couple months off, be with your baby.
Yep.
And reassess your life.
Yeah, reassess your life.
Just reassess what it, you know, is your temper.
Yeah.
You know, why couldn't you walk away?
Yes. Why couldn't you?
But the thing is, we always have, I mean, you and I together, I have had a couple of those moments.
Oh, shit. You have. Life. I've had to drive you away from situations.
That's true. And it's like a confluence of things.
Yes. Well, because in your mind, I think of, I know this guy as well. There is a part of you like, I'm not going to take this. I'm not somebody's punching bag.
Right.
This seems unfair. This guy's acting, and it's like, given the chance, I'm going to meet you with your energy, and I'm going to explode. I'm going to let the bull out. You know?
Yeah.
And if you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Oh, good girl. Yeah.
I'm just saying. And that's you.
Are you calling me horny?
Yes. And then I, on the other hand, I'm the girl that's like, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Let's just back this off. What can we do to...
How much money do you want?
How can we just de-escalate this? Yeah. What do you need to de-escalate this? I go, because I don't understand what's going on here.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so...
It's just like... the thing is, on any other given day, it wouldn't have happened.
No.
But somehow, and the first thing we wanted to know is Mercury in retrograde.
Right, because we've had two other instances this week of our agent of chaos.
Actually, three.
Three. What is the third one?
Well, the first one started on a Monday.
Yes.
We're like, the puppies are like out of control.
Oh, puppies are out of control. Our house is a mess.
Yes. We're like, what the hell's going on?
Yes.
And the doorbell rings, and it's our hairdresser.
Our hairdresser.
Coming to give us our haircuts.
Yes, which I always love.
Yeah.
I feel it's my most luxurious time of my life that I have a woman that comes to our house to do our hair. And I get to go to her house, which is just across the street, basically, across the lake, to get my hair colored.
Yes.
Like, for the first time in my life, I feel luxurious.
Yes.
And she's here.
Yeah.
I'm braless.
Yeah.
And you're yelling at me, there's someone in our driveway. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I got the dogs being crazy. The house is a mess. I'm feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I look and I'm like, oh, fuck. I go, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I go, we cannot do this. Can you come back? We are not ready for you.
Yeah.
She goes, I was going to text you, but I totally forgot to text you. I thought, and then we're having her Monday.
Yeah.
Which is weird because Monday's our busiest day ever.
Yeah.
But we chose to do it. We just chose to say yes to her because it's like crazy.
And I can't imagine saying yes to Monday.
You did. I can't imagine either. That's your Marcia day.
Yeah.
Where you do your, we do three hours of prep. 3 hours of channeling, and then now throw in a haircut. Oh, what are we doing?
I just can't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so that was the first, that's how the day started out.
Yes.
And then the second one was?
Well, I get a phone call about another driver saying, hey, one of your drivers made our employee uncomfortable. I'm like, really? And I'm like, and I thought it was this other driver that had the incident with that.
We thought it was him.
Yeah, because he's a young guy.
We thought he texted one of our young
girls. Manager.
Yeah.
And I go, no. And he told me the name of the driver. And I go, oh, I'm totally surprised. He's a married dude with kids. I go, you're going to have to tell me a little more about this.
Yeah, because we never have an issue with him.
I go, we never have an issue with him. I go, what's going on?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, and she's like, and why does he have her number? He goes, well, because our phones were down and he needed to call us to get. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And he asked her to be in a photo shoot. And I'm like, oh, okay, I get you. I go, that would make me feel uncomfortable. But the unfortunate thing is he really is a professional photographer. And I think he does get his subjects.
He actually has on the weekends.
He really makes he photographs.
Companies hire him.
Yeah, companies hire him to do their campaign ads and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So the problem is, if he came in his photography uniform, he might have been respected. Instead, he's just this FedEx driver. He's like, I don't want to be your model. Like, you're a photographer.
And here's your swimsuit.
Yeah, here's your swimsuit, you know?
Yeah.
And it was for a sporting goods company.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. And I'm like, okay, I can see why this would be.
And they were paying for hair and makeup.
Yeah, they had hair and makeup. They had everything. And then he felt so bad. He goes, oh, I knew if something was going to go on because I could tell I made her feel uncomfortable. And then I tried to back it up and apologize.
Yeah.
And then it just got worse. And those are the times when things get worse. And you can't.
No, but. Excuse me. But they handled it properly.
They handled the property
because
properly.
They called us.
They called us, not FedEx, thank God. They called us.
Yeah.
We dealt with it.
Yes.
I had to send a letter of intent saying that guy will never be delivering packages to you again.
Yeah.
And yada, yada, yada. So there it is.
That was number two.
That was number two. The third one is I got a call from FedEx saying that one of our drivers might be getting arrested for playing or for playing their music too loud while they're delivering. And some guy... Some residential or business owner
went to the county, found the ordinance.
The sound ordinance.
Yes.
And then mailed it to FedEx, which then mailed it to us. And we had a long discussion. And I'm like, oh, and I had to talk to. So I had, it was basically.
Mercury in retrograde.
I had to talk to all of our drivers this week about doing something bad. Yeah. And I always feel, and I've gotten better at it. I'm like, hey, you know, dude, this stuff happens, but you guys knock it off. Gotta knock it off. You know, and so where in the beginning weeks and months of FedEx, this stuff would make me cry.
Oh, I know.
And bring me to tears. Now I'm like, dude, you know, I go, you're a great driver. I've never had an issue before.
Yeah.
But you cannot combine your, photographer and FedEx driver.
Right.
Those are two paths that shall never
ever cross again.
Yeah. You just can't do it.
Right.
So. What are you going to do? But I feel I'm growing inside.
You are.
But on the other hand, when I'm not having issues, I just want to like drink and I want to eat and I want to
smoke pot.
I want to celebrate like, oh, everything turned out okay today. A celebration. I'm like, why? Why am I doing that stuff to myself? I feel like I'm hurting myself.
Right.
And it's all because FedEx sucks the marrow out of your life.
Marrow or marrow?
I think it's marrow.
Yes. But tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And it's funny because tomorrow, you know, Norm is dealing with this as well. And the first thing he said to me was, oh, man, I don't know how I'm going to be able to go to California. Because we just literally bought tickets for him to go to California to see his brother.
Yeah.
And we paid for a car. We paid for everything. Now, I know this to happen. When I do this stuff and I get him ready to go, something's going to happen.
Right.
And at this moment, we don't know if it's going to be okay, if it's not going to be okay. I don't know.
We got insurance, though.
We have insurance.
Yes.
Well, I mean, we kind of have. Yeah, I did buy insurance.
What about for the rental car?
I think I've got at least four. It has to be done before 48 hours beforehand. So
good. Okay, good.
But I think we'll be okay though too, because I think if he still wants to go, I think Greg could take over and go. Yeah, we'll figure it out. It's gonna be okay.
Right.
It's gonna be okay. We'll see. But then Dad's like, I can't go to California with all this stress on me. I'm not gonna enjoy myself. And I'm like, okay.
Julie, it's your stress. Yeah. Not daddy's stress.
It's just stress. This is, I'm just like, I don't care anymore.
Dad's just, excuse me, sorry about this.
No, you're fine. You're just coughing. No big deal. No big deal. So there we go. We had there is our agents of chaos everywhere this week.
But then where does Doug come in?
Oh, it's so funny because you were saying to me that Norm was just yelling at Doug. Like this morning, or after we got the phone call from FedEx,
and I'm yelling about Doug.
Yelling about Doug, that damn Doug, and I'm like, what did he do? What did he do
right,
now?
Right.
Besides the fact that he has our car that he's borrowing
like
for
3 weeks.
3 weeks now. what's going on? And Doug is an agent of chaos.
He truly is.
If somehow they. If he met, like, if his FedEx driver didn't do what he wanted to be done, and then it got out of control, he'd have no problem ratting on him.
Right.
No problem whatsoever. And not only ratting, he'd make it a point to get that guy fired.
Well, that's what Dad was bitching about.
Yeah. Because there's
nothing. He said, nothing makes me happier.
Yes. Now, Doug, for in Doug's world... Now, he doesn't treat me like this. Doug is, because you're like, how can you be with a guy like that? There is a part of me. Well, I'm not. I'm with him and I'm not with him. We're together, but we're not together most of the week. We have a very, very perfect relationship. We really do. But
when we're cruising together.
Exactly. You're losing your voice. Are you okay? Do I need to pause for a second?
Hello.
Hello. You sound better.
I sound better, don't
yes,
I?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I'm happy. Now my nose
Thank you for your
up.
Magic wand.
You're welcome. I'm glad everything's going
Thank
well.
Thank you.
And I have no idea what we're talking about, but.
Agents of Chaos and Doug.
Oh, yeah, Doug.
D-U-G.
Yeah. And so I feel bad that he's known around my family as that Agent of Chaos.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to his daughter. I said, I had a discussion with him because he was really upset at a drive-thru and he was just being a dick. And I said, you know, do not do that because first of all, they'll spit in your food.
Exactly.
He goes, they better not spit in my food. And I go,
really?
I go, listen, I go, if I told you, I go, my feeling is like, there's a part of you that loves doing this, causing this little cake. Mm-hmm. He goes, no, I really do. I go, you know, I don't know what to say about it. It is just what it is. Part of your personality. Yeah. You know, I try and soften it.
I think he does it because he doesn't ever want to pay going through a drive-thru.
Yes, he wants to get everything for free.
For free.
Yeah.
And I remember just a couple of weeks ago, you went out for a ride with him and you came back and I go, wow, that was a quick ride.
Yeah.
What's good? What happened? And you went, I just didn't feel like opening my purse strings today. I'm like, I getcha.
And, you know, here's the thing. He's such an anomaly to me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just fascinated by him, you know? And we do have a good time together. Like, he's a good guy.
You don't have to defend him to me.
Okay. But because I've been together for so long, I know his quirks.
He's charismatic.
I know his quirks. Way charismatic, yeah. He is. He can be.
He is.
Yeah. But I told him the story about my driver and the photography thing.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh. Feel bad for he didn't judge him.
No.
I totally feel bad for him because in this culture you can't say anything to anybody.
You can't talk to girls. You
can't
said.
Talk to girls like that. You just can't do it.
You just can't talk to girls.
No, and I said that's exactly right because the girl was 20, okay, and here's a dealio. Anybody over the age of 25 or 26, most 20-year-olds are old,
really old,
really old,
and feel awkward and uncomfortable.
Awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And if you're in your 30s, you just feel like, hey, no, but we're all here, we're all living, all doing it.
Even like his daughter, her best friend, wanted to come visit. And she said, I would come to visit, but you can't have your dad talk to me like this.
Yeah.
He has a crush on me.
Yeah, he's always flirting with me.
Yeah, he's flirting, that's it.
Yeah. And Quinn, Doug's daughter, said, you know, so-and-so thinks you're flirting with him all the time.
Yeah.
And he was like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
I'm just being nice to her. I'm not flirting with her.
But so
and he was completely wounded.
Yeah.
He was like, I hate that person. I can't stand her. And I'm
that's
like.
That's wounded.
That's wounded because he'll lash out.
Yeah.
You know, and I go, yeah, I understand. You're just being nice and trying to have a conversation. She's feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I don't know
because
why.
You're an old dude.
Because you're an old dude.
Yeah.
Because you're in your...
She's 20-something.
Yeah.
And you're an old dude.
And literally, you have to have the persona of dad persona.
Yeah.
Which is, bye-bye, guys.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
Or get out, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Be the dad guy.
Yeah. You can't be the friend guy.
Yeah. No,
the dad
no
guy.
Friend zone.
No. And see, because he, though, has always... Like, he got divorced early with the two kids.
Yeah.
So he always took on the persona of, like... I'm just hanging out with my girls' friends,
right.
You know? And so they were always with girls.
Right.
So he didn't have boys who had boyfriends.
Right, exactly.
He had girls who had girlfriends.
Yeah.
And so I think he always just felt he had to engage at that level.
And also, he's a townie.
Yes.
And usually all her friends are townies.
Yeah.
And they know Doug.
Yeah.
But this girl is from Florida, only for a year or two maybe that she know him.
Oh, not even.
They meant
college.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, and they're taught, you know, from first day of school, you know, like, hey, have a panic button.
Yep.
A panic whistle.
But also,
and you have
this
to have
girl,
sign consent forms.
Yes, she is very comfortable with women. You know, she's married to a woman, and she has two moms, and so she probably doesn't get guys at all. You know,
she doesn't understand men.
Nor does she want to. They're they're predators.
Yeah,
they're all predators. They're all horrible people. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of true. Kind of true. They're all kind of horrible.
No. Yeah.
Testosterone in the biggest sense can mess people up.
Yeah,
Big T is really an agent of chaos
in
everybody's life.
Except for that poor guy on the ski slope.
Yeah.
Who has ED.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy. And now the lack of tea is actually the agent of chaos. But I remember from you years ago, because you were not feeling well. You just were feeling blah, no energy, yada, yada, yada. And you had a hormonal test.
Yes.
And your doctor's like, you got no testosterone. And even if, you know, women should have some testosterone, you have none.
Yeah.
And then they gave you a shot.
Yes.
Of the big T.
Yes.
And you were like, respect my authority, bitches. This feels wonderful.
I felt so good.
I am going to conquer the world. This world is mine, bitches. And I'm like, shit.
That's what it does for you.
Yeah. It is so funny.
Good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And so it's funny because
so
I feel
good.
Like we're nothing but hormones and chemicals.
And also, you know, they give it in a pellet now.
Oh, do they?
In the buttocks.
It kind of lasts.
Yeah.
Exudes.
Yeah.
But this world is mine.
Yeah.
And then as it balanced out, and you became a normal woman with normal hormones.
With unempowered.
Yeah, you're like,
oh, do you think I could, honey, do you think I can, whatever, you know.
I know.
Now I'm just like.
And like right now, like we've got a family member that might be transitioning into a female.
Yeah.
And I want to say, oh man, out of all the things to pick. A middle-aged woman. I don't know if I could do it all over again. If I'd be like, hey, this is something you want to aspire to be.
Yeah.
It's not that fun.
The problem
but
is.
But then I say, welcome to the tribe.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome
to good luck.
Hairy legs.
Yep.
Hairy chins.
Yep. Good luck.
That was my second boyfriend.
Hairy legs, hairy chin.
Chins.
Hairy chins.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
He was Asian.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have no bias anywhere.
No.
No. But, Mom, usually,
D is D.
D is D, exactly. I don't really, Mom is laughing right now because she can't believe she said it. She's like,
that's my motto.
That's my motto, D is D. That's what it is. You mean Dungeons and Dragons? Yeah, that's what I mean, Dungeons and Dragons.
Sorry.
That's what I mean.
I laughed myself. So. Anyway,
did you?
Yeah.
You laughed yourself silly?
Yeah, I did.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, yeah. So here we are. It's a Friday. I want to
Mercury's in retrograde.
I
for
really
sure.
want to end today with no nothing more happening.
Correct.
But sometimes when I'm in this position, I'm also waiting for the next shoe to drop.
Well, you know, listen, we've had our share. So statistically,
yes, nothing else could happen.
Possibly nothing else could happen.
Yeah.
It's got to get spread around a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, we should win the lottery now.
Oh, hello. We're going to. Let's play at night, baby.
Except our favorite gas station.
Oh.
The one that, like.
I always envision myself winning there.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
Our very favorite BP stop and go is closing their doors.
No.
And we, this is a staple in Dixon. And we went to them after we heard the rumor.
Yeah.
And we went, is it true?
Yeah.
And he went, yeah, it is. Why?
Why?
They get great business.
Huge.
Huge business.
Yes.
That wasn't the issue. Mm-hmm. Tell what the issue was.
Well, they have to replace their gas tanks underneath the thing.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost too much money.
And they'd rather take the loss.
Yeah.
Than
and my
buy
feeling
the
is,
new
why
stuff.
Can't they just be open for the food?
Yeah. Because they actually expanded.
Yeah.
And they have like
they've put money
a grocery.
In
yeah.
yeah.
Because really in that area, it's a desert. It's a food desert.
Yeah.
And they would come and they have these little fillets of beef and pork and they charge $1 for them.
And
they're like these little circles.
Yeah.
And you take them home and you just put them in the oven.
Yep.
And
they were good.
They were good.
Yeah.
They had
I don't know
bacon.
What we're gonna do.
For like $2.49 a pound. And it was like good bacon. It was like,
I just don't know what we're going to do. I'm so sad by this.
Bananas were always like 9 cents a pound.
And I tell you, when this thing is busy, it was always busy.
Seriously busy.
Now, the only problem is they started like shortening their hours a lot, like being closed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is that? That's just crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. Maybe it wasn't a moneymaker for them. Maybe this really the store mm-hmm. really was a drag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But
and I don't either. But we're going to have to April 9th, Julie.
And I guess we're no longer getting donuts in there. Like, they stopped getting donuts.
Really?
Which is fun, because I haven't had a donut from them in like 8 months to
I
a
can't
year.
Even, yeah, I've never had one in there.
No, you have. They had those...
Krispy Kremes?
No, they like those sourdough, or not sour cream donuts. They're kind of cakey, but...
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty good.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. We just... we used to get like the ones from Walmart.
I know.
Even.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Like, we just don't, and it's just like crazy. Sometimes I just like don't understand it all.
Yeah.
You know, oh well, life is life. And I was talking to Doug last night, and I said, he was complaining. Really?
No.
Yeah, really? He was complaining to me. And I said, you know, I don't want this to happen, but if it did happen, I'd like to be witness to it, I think. But it almost feels like we're ready for... an asteroid or a comet reset, and then, or a volcanic one. I go, but I really don't want that to happen. And then I thought to myself, no, you know what? I want to see my planet become a stage one planet where we can push away the comets that are coming our way, which we did. We remember last year we sent out a rocket and we pushed away one of these asteroids and knocked it off its
orbit.
And I'm like, and then 100 million years from now, it hits somebody else's planet. And it's like, oh, man, sorry, dude. That wasn't supposed to happen.
Hopefully they'll have
the technology as well to move it out of their way.
They'll move it out.
And then it'll just asteroid ping pong.
It'll be Pong.
Yeah, asteroid Pong, exactly. Yeah. Like, damn you, Earth. Here it goes back to you. Yeah. Damn you, serious? Here's it back to you.
See you in a million years.
Yeah, see you in a million years.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm now changing my position that even though I know it's a possibility that, you know, all cultures just kind of disappear quickly sometimes, I would like to see this continue, and I like to see us get to the next level of evolution, next level of consciousness, and see how it goes. I think it'd be fun.
I'm 100% on your side.
100%?
I definitely want to see a raised consciousness.
And before we go, and we talked about the agent of change and the age of chaos, I want to now talk about Night Agent.
Yes.
Night Agent. Now, thought it was an 8-episode
And we hated you for it.
You hated what? Because it wasn't. It was a 10-episode. Mm-hmm. And the reason why you hated me for it, because we were all in to watch all 8 at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And we started at 7 o'clock. So it's 1 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it said 2 more to go. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. And you're like, damn you, Julie. We were all in it to be over today.
That was so good. It was very good.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
It's
but,
the best one I've seen in a long time.
Oh, yeah. But somebody that you know stayed up and watched the last two.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because I wanted to see the ending.
I know, but now Nora and I don't know what the ending is.
No, but I'll watch it with you again.
You'll watch it again?
Yeah, because I had the sound out.
Does it end well?
Oh, of course.
Okay, I can't wait then. So I'm going to say this.
There's a lot of death, but but it does end well.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good ending.
All right.
Yeah. The only thing is that black guy died.
Oh, gosh.
And I really loved him.
I did, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I should tell you who it is, but...
Because there's several black guys in it?
No. Yes. No, there's one. I could definitely tell you who it is, but thank you for breaking that, Mom, and ruining that for me.
Oh,
So I'm going to give it 10 stars.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's really the best thing I've seen in a long,
really,
long time.
Really good.
Really good.
On your edge.
Attention. I'm not I'm still on episode 4 of White Lotus. I couldn't get through it.
Exactly.
And people keep telling me how great it is. And I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know if I'm ready to see pretentious rich people.
Yeah.
You know, in Italy. And I mean, I liked it.
The idea is, the operative word is pretentious.
They're all pretentious.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And is that what you aspire to be?
Yeah.
Not, you know.
This,
then you can stay with
too.
The old planet. We'll stay with the ascended, unpretentious
New Jerusalem
planet. Yeah.
I love it. So, girlfriend, how's the show today?
Oh, Julie, it was great.
It was great.